From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. President Obama is expected to sign today the compromise tax cut legislation that was approved by the House last evening. Despite opposition by more than 100 House Democrats, the measure passed with bipartisan support, a sign of the urgency being felt by the president and Congress to head off an increase in tax rates for all Americans that would kick in on New Year's Day unless Bush-era tax cuts were extended. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says the bill will also give a boost to the economy in the form of an extension of jobless benefits for the long-term unemployed.
People spend that money quickly. These are people who are looking for work, people who have lost their jobs through no fault of their own.
But GOP Congressman Jeb Hensarling of Texas says he was voting for the bill in spite of the unemployment benefit extension.
Yes, there's tax pork in this legislation. There's unpaid-for extension of unemployment benefits.
The legislation also includes a reduction in the Social Security payroll tax for next year that will be worth as much as $2,100 for each American worker. The chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Admiral Mike Mullen, is in Afghanistan today, meeting with U.S. commanders there. NPR's Quill Lawrence reports Mullen's visit comes a day after the White House released details of its review of U.S. policy in Afghanistan.
Admiral Mullen said that military progress has been made against the Taliban, but the development of good governance is lagging behind. He said the insurgents are still benefiting from safe havens across the border in Pakistan.
I certainly think it is very possible that the Pakistan military can achieve the goal which shuts down those safe havens.
The Obama administration's review reiterated the goal of beginning a drawdown by next July and pulling out all troops by 2014. But numerous assessments by international organizations, as well as Pentagon reports and U.S. intelligence estimates, cast doubt on the progress. NATO did not release details on today's casualties pending the notification of next of kin. Quill Lawrence, NPR News, Kabul.
Federal regulators are withdrawing approval of a drug for advanced breast cancer. NPR's Richard Knox reports that it's rare for the Food and Drug Administration to take such a step after giving an initial okay to a new drug.
The FDA approved Avastin in 2008 after a study suggested it slowed the growth of advanced breast cancer, but the agency wanted more studies to see if the drug really helps patients. Dr. Janet Woodcock of the FDA says three more studies did not provide that proof.
Patients treated with Avastin did not live any longer than patients who were not treated with the drug.
The FDA hoped that Genentech, which makes Avastin, would voluntarily withdraw it for breast cancer. That's what usually happens. But the company, which makes $600 million a year from the use of Avastin for breast cancer, says it will appeal. Richard Knox, NPR News.
This is NPR News from Washington. Authorities in Georgia have seized hundreds of thousands of tabs of ecstasy with a value of millions of dollars. U.S. Attorney Sally Quillian Yates.
This investigation resulted in the largest ecstasy seizure in the country this year and also resulted in charges against 17 individuals, including a federal Customs and Border Patrol agent at Hartsfield-Jackson Airport.
Yates says the customs agent is charged with using his badge to smuggle money and guns into the world's busiest airport. Unbeknownst to him, his contact in Jamaica was actually a U.S. undercover agent. More than a dozen other people have been arrested in connection with the drug bust. Federal agents in Chicago have seized 11 tons of marijuana. Chicago Public Radio's Robert Wildebor reports the drugs were shipped from Mexico in six railroad cars.
Authorities wouldn't estimate how big a dent this would make in Chicago's drug supply, or if Chicago was even the final destination. Gary Hartwig is with Homeland Security Investigations.
The way I look at it is this is 11 tons that won't be on the street, so it's a win-win for everybody.
But Hartwig says the largest marijuana seizure in the last 8 years in Chicago was 8,000 pounds. This 11-ton shipment works out to about 22,000 pounds, with an estimated worth of $22 million. For NPR News, I'm Robert Wildebor in Chicago.
North Korea is warning South Korea not to conduct planned live-fire artillery drills on the coastal island that was shelled by North Korea last month. The warning comes as New Mexico Governor Bill Richardson meets with senior diplomats in North Korea today. The former U.S. ambassador to the U.N. is in North Korea on an unofficial visit, but he says he's there to help reduce tensions on the Korean Peninsula. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News.
Support for NPR.